Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, dear believers and brothers and sisters and people who are interested in education. This is the Good Life Holy Quran Hour. My name is Amin Yasir Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And I say assalamu alaikum. I openly bear witness and testify that there is no God but the one true God, Almighty God, Allah, alhamdulillah, who created the heaven all between, the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies, the Milky Way, and everything that exists, alhamdulillah. He did it alone. He did it with his will, alhamdulillah. And I openly declare and testify that his slave servant and messenger is Muhammad ibn Abdullah of Arabia, who lived 1,400 years ago. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. This is our show, The Good Life, Holy Quran Hour. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And we're going to open with the 12th juice. Let me do just a little housekeeping here and get you on the board and see what we could do. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. So, we start by reading the Holy Quran here. This is the 12th juice. This is the 12th day of Shawwal. And this is, we're continuing with our Ramadan reading schedule. We won't read the whole juice, but we begin by acknowledging that the Holy Quran plays a major part in our life. Alhamdulillah. Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra. Alif Lam Ra. This is a book with the first is basic or fundamental of established meaning, further explained in detail from one who is wise and well acquainted with all things. It teaches that you should worship none but Allah. Say, verily, I am sent unto you from him to warn and to bring glad tidings and to preach. So seek ye the forgiveness of your Lord and turn to him in repentance, that he may grant you enjoyment, good and true, for a term appointed, and bestow his abounding grace on all who abound in merit. And if you turn away, then I fear for you the penalty of a great day. To Allah is your return, and he hath power over all things. Behold, they fold up their hearts, that they may lie hid from him. And even when they cover themselves with their garments, he knoweth what they conceal and what they reveal. For he knoweth well the inmost secrets of the hearts. There is no moving creature on earth, but its sustenance dependeth on Allah. He knoweth the time and place of its definite abode and its temporary deposit. All is in a clear record. He it is who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and his throne was over the waters, that he may try you, which of you is best in conduct. But if thou were to say to them, you shall indeed be raised up after death, the unbelievers would be sure to say, this is nothing but obvious sorcery. If we delay the penalty for them for a definite time, they are sure to say, what keeps it back? On the day it actually reaches them, nothing will turn it away from them, and they will be completely encircled by that which they used to mock at. If we give man a taste of mercy from ourselves and then withdraw it from him, behold, he is in despair and falls into blasphemy. But if we give him a taste of our favors after adversity has touched him, He is sure to say all evil has departed from me. Behold, he falls into exultation and pride. Not so do those who show patience and constancy and work righteousness. For them is forgiveness of sins and a great reward. Perchance thou mayest feel the inclination to give up a part of what is revealed unto thee, and thy heart feel it straightened, lest they say, why is not a treasure sent down unto him? Or why does not an angel come down with him? But thou art there only to warn. It is Allah that arranges all affairs. Or they may say, he forged it. Say, do ye then 10 swords forged like unto it, and call to your aid whomsoever you can, other than Allah, if you speak this truth. If then they, your false gods, answer not your call, know ye that this revelation is sent down replete with the knowledge of Allah, and that there is no God but He. Will you even then submit to Islam? Those who desire the life of the present and its glitter, to them we shall pay the price of their deeds therein without diminution. They are those for whom there is nothing in the hereafter but the fire. Vain are the design therein, and of no effect are the deeds that they do. Can they be like those who accept a clear sign from the Lord, and whom a witness from himself shall teach, as did the book of Moses before it, a guide and a mercy? They believe therein, but those of the sects that rejected the fire will be their promised meeting place. Be not then in doubt thereof, for it is the truth from thy Lord, yet many among men do not believe. Who does more wrong than those who invent a lie against Allah? They will be turned back to the presence of their Lord, and the witnesses will say, these are the ones who lied against their Lord. Behold, the curse of Allah is on those who do wrong. Those who would hinder men from the path of Allah and would seek in it something crooked, these were they who denied the hereafter. They will in no wise frustrate his design on earth, nor have they protectors besides Allah. Their penalty will be double. They lost the power to hear, and they did not see. They are the ones who have lost their own souls, and the fancies they invented have left them in the lurch. Without a doubt, these are the very ones who will lose most in the hereafter. Those who believe and work righteousness and humble themselves before their Lord, they will be companions of the garden to dwell therein forever. These two kinds of men may be compared to the blind and the deaf, and those who can see and hear well. They are equal. Are they equal when compared? Will you not then take heed? Alhamdulillah. I'm reading, this is Amin Yasir Muhammad. I'm reading from the Holy Quran, 12th juice. And if anybody has a Yusuf Ali translation of the Holy Quran in English, turn to page 516 and press 1 on your phone. And you could read with me too. I need our first thing that we do here in the morning is read the Holy Quran. So this will be a usual thing, a routine effort that we do in the morning when we first sign on. We read the Holy Quran. We start with the juice, alhamdulillah. And if anybody wants to read along with me, they can get a Yusuf Ali Holy Quran, turn to page 516, and press 1 on your phone, and I'll bring you into the queue. Bring you into the queue. And I'm trying to do a little housekeeping here. Let's see. After we read the Holy Quran, what we plan to do is to read the 99 names of Allah. When we first sign on, we plan to devote ourselves to cleansing ourselves, cleansing our spirit. So we'll start with the Holy Quran and then the 99 names, and then we'll read a little bit from Imam Muhammad. Then we'll open up. We'll open up what we call express yourself, where you have an opportunity to tell us a little bit about what you're thinking. If you have a question, if you have a comment, you're going to have 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Express yourself in 5 minutes. If you have a business, you could promote your business. You can tell us about your business. There's press one on your phone after a while. But our first thing that we do is devote ourselves to the Holy Quran and the 99 names of Allah, and then read a little bit from one of the writings or publications of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Then we open it up for express yourself, you know, and that should take us to the end of the hour. This is a two-hour show. So if somebody want to read with me, help me read, turn to page 516. We sent Noah to his people with a mission. I have come to you with a clear warning that you serve none but Allah. Verily, I do fear for you the penalty of a grievous day. But the chiefs of the unbelievers among the people said, we see in thee nothing but a man like ourselves. Nor do we see that any follow thee but the meanest among us in judgment, immature. Nor do we see in you all any merit above us. In fact, we think ye are liars. He said, O my people, see ye, if it be that I have a clear sign from my Lord, and that he has sent mercy unto me from his own presence, but that the mercy has been obscured your sight. Shall we compel you to accept it when ye are averse to it? And, O my people, I ask you for no wealth in return. My reward is from none but Allah. But I will not drive away in contempt those who believe, for verily they are to meet their Lord. And ye, I see, are the ignorant ones. And, O my people, who would help me against Allah if I drove them away? Will you not then take heed? I tell you not that with me are the treasures of Allah, nor do I know what is hidden, nor claim I to be an angel. Nor yet do I say of those whom your eyes do despise that Allah will not grant them all that is good. Allah knoweth best what is in their soul. If I did, indeed be a wrongdoer. They said, O Noah, thou hast disputed with us, and much hast thou prolonged the dispute with us now. Bring upon us that thou threaten us with, that thou speaking the truth. He said, truly Allah will bring it on you if he wills, and then you will not be able to frustrate it. Of no profit will be my counsel to you, much as I desire to give you good counsel. If it be that Allah willeth to lead you astray, he is your Lord, and to him will you return. Or do they say he has forged it? If I had forged it, on me were my sins, and I am free of the sins of which ye are guilty. Alhamdulillah, I'm reading from the Holy Quran. This is the Good Life Holy Quran Hour, dedicated to the Clare Muhammad school system and education, Islamic education. And our school that we're building here in Los Angeles, which will be a Zoom school at some time until we get our brick and mortar school or an actual site. our school is Sister Claire Muhammad STEM University. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM University of Space Exploration. I said Sister Claire Muhammad STEM University of Space Exploration because we feel that we have to attract our children to education, to science, mathematics. And so STEM is an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math. So they say STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And this is essentially what the world is broken in, down into. The nations of the world that are STEM nations as opposed to nations of the world that are not. The nations of the world that are STEM nations are the leading nations of the world. The United States, Japan, Russia, all the leading nations in the world are STEM nations. They teach their children from very early, when they're very young, to appreciate Allah's creation. But they don't give the credit to Allah, but we will. But they give their children this education, STEM education, science, technology, engineering, math, and their children come up with it. And so when they're adults, these adults are able to create things and fabricate things and make things and invent things they're technologically ahead and more advanced than non-STEM nations. So, Sister Claire Muhammad, STEM University of Space Exploration. If you have children, if you have grandchildren, you know your children are into Fortnite, which is a video game that titillates them and attracts them, and they're into Call of Duty. They're into Fortnite, Call of Duty, TikTok, all of these types of things that your children, our children, sometimes when they come to school, we have to wake them up. I have to walk them to the restroom to put water in their face because they've been up all night on a school night playing these games. And after their parents go to sleep, these kids get up and they play Fortnite and they play TikTok and Call of Duty and GTA and all that. So we have to use our adult mind to attract them. And the space program will, inshallah, attract them. Men inventing rockets and getting on rockets going 17,500 miles per hour in space. That should attract them. Alhamdulillah. So this is our show, Good Life, Holy Quran Hour. It's dedicated to Claire Muhammad School, our school that we're building. Inshallah, you're helping me build. So spread the word. Spread the word that we're talking about education. We're talking about the Holy Quran in the morning, every day, every single day. There's no in-between. You know, tell educators, people you know who are educators, tune in and learn. And it has been so. You know, another part of our educational pedagogy, meaning our method of teaching, will be to have our children sing along songs that have embedded in them science, songs that talk about the planets of the earth. The planets of the, not the earth, the planets of the solar system. And, you know, it's talking about astronomy, the stars, the sun, the moon, the stars. And these people have songs that the children could learn from, you know, because children, after all, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj and Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre and all them have songs that have embedded in them, into them, evil, you know, immorality, you know what I mean, filthiness, filthy lifestyle, immorality, drug use, robbery, gangbanging, murder, And your children listen to the songs and they learn the song. They learn the song. So they hear the melody there and they hear the beat. So our children learn these songs. Well, we know that children are attracted to music. So we embed the music that we have with scientific principles, mathematic principles, you know what I mean? So this is what our school is all about, and I'll share that. I'll share that with you. I'll share that with you as time goes on. It's a kids learning tube. Go to YouTube, then type in kids learning tube, and click on that, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So I'm reading from the Holy Quran now. It's almost halfway through the hour, so we have about maybe 5 or 10 minutes. They said, "O Noah, thou hast disputed with us, and much hast thou prolonged the dispute with us. Now bring upon us what thou threatenest us with, if thou speakest the truth. In kuntum min al-sadiqin, if thou speakest the truth." He said, "Truly Allah will bring it on you if he will, and then you will not be able to frustrate it. Of no profit will be my counsel to you, much as I desire to give you good counsel. If it be that Allah willeth to lead you astray, he is your Lord, and to him will you return. Or do they say he has forged it? Say, if I had forged it, on me were my sins, and I am free of the sins of which ye are guilty. It was revealed to Noah, none of my people will believe except those who have believed already. So grieve no longer over their evil deeds, but construct an ark under our eyes and under and our inspiration, and address me no further on behalf of those who are in sin, for they are about to be overwhelmed in the flood." Forthwith, he starts constructing the ark. Every time that the chiefs of his people passed by him, they threw ridicule on him. He said, "If you ridicule us now, we in our turn can look down on you with ridicule likewise. But soon will you know who it is on whom will descend a penalty that will cover them with shame, on whom will be unloosed a penalty lasting. At length, behold, there came our command, and the fountains of the earth gushed forth. We said, embark therein of each kind, two male and female in your family, except those against whom the word has already gone forth, and the believers, but only a few believe with him. So he said, embark ye on the ark in the name of Allah, whether it move or be at rest. For my Lord is, be sure, all forgiving, most merciful. In the Rabbil La Gafurun, in the Rabbil La Gafurun Rahim. So the ark floated with them on the waves, towering like mountains. And Noah called out to his son, who had separated himself from the rest, "O my son, embark with us, and be not with the unbelievers." The son replied, "I will betake myself to some mountain. It will save me from the water." Noah said, "This day nothing can save from the command of Allah any but those on whom he hath mercy." And the waves came between them, and the sun was among those overwhelmed in the flood. Then the word went forth, "O earth, swallow up the water, thy water, and O sky, but withhold thy rain." And the water abated, and the matter was ended. The ark rested on Mount Judy, and the word went forth away with those who do wrong. Alhamdulillah. Imam Yahya Abdullah said that this is a reference, this the symbolism of the story of Noah on the ark is a way to explain our behavior if we are overwhelmed with a flood of confusion when our life may be being overwhelmed with maybe difficulty, if things look confused, if we're having anguish, if we're having difficulty in our spirit sometime or our soul, Imam Yahya Abdullah says, build the ark, meaning build the ark. What you do when you're confronted with a flood of confusion in the water, you build the ark. What is the ark? What you do, you dedicate yourself to the Holy Quran. You dedicate yourself to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad. You dedicate yourself to your prayer. You dedicate yourself to being around good brothers and sisters, good spiritual, good moral brothers and sisters. In other words, you get into the religion. You go to the masjid more. You give more. You get into the deen. That's the ark. That's the ark that we get on in order to alleviate ourselves of difficulty, of flood of confusion. You know, if we're overwhelmed, if we're being drowned by debt, we have to look at what we're doing. If we're drowned by debt or things happen in our life, build the ark. But we'll get closer to the religion. Go to the masjid more. Give more. You know, give more charity. Make your prayers. Make extra prayers. Make the Hajj prayer. This is what Imam Yahya Abdullah shared with us. This is the ark that we build. This is the lesson that we get from the story of Noah. See? And we get on that ark. We do the best I can, and it works. It works. Because Allah says, what is the reward of good but good? So if you do good and you, like I say, start going to the masjid, start reading more Islamic materials, Islamic books, maybe listening to more tapes by or CDs by Imam Muhammad and other Islamic scholars. If, you know, you keep your prayers up on time, make them on time, make extra prayers, give more, you know, do the Islamic thing more. That's our art. Build our art in order to escape the flood. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Let's go into, if anybody want to say something, you can at this point, press one on your phone. I'll see you and bring you into the queue. And you can make your statement. Right now, we're going to transition into the 99 names of Allah. The 99 names. Alhamdulillah. This is from a book, 99 Names of Allah, by Imam Warithuddin Muhammad, alhamdulillah. Well, actually, number one, he is Allah, huwa Allah. Number one, Ar-Rahman, the merciful, the beneficent, the most gracious. Number two, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Number three, Al-Malik, the divine king, the sovereign lord. Four, Al-Qudus, the holy, the pure. Number five, As-Salam, the source of peace, the owner of peace. Al-Mumin, number six, the faithful, the trust, the truthful. Al-Muhaymin, the protector, the vigilant, the watcher. Number eight, Al-Aziz, the mighty, the elite, the undefeatable. Al-Jabbar, the compeller, the strong, one who sets things right. That's number nine. Number ten, Al-Mutakabir, the majestic, the haughty, possessor of greatness, the proud, independent. Al-Khaliq, the creator. Al-Bari, the producer, the maker, the fashioner, the creator of the soul. Al-Musawir, the designer, the fashioner. Al-Ghaffar, the forgiver. Al-Qahar, the subduer. Al-Wahhab, the bestower, the grantor. Al-Razak, the provider. Al-Fatah, the revealer, the conqueror, the opener. Al-Alim, the all-knowing. Al-Qabid, the constrictor, the restrainer. Al-Basit, the expander. Al-Kafid, the abaser, the humbler. Number 23, Al-Rafi, the exalter, the ennobler. Number 24, Al-Mu'iz, the honorer, the strengthener. Number 25, Al-Muzhir, the dishonorer, the humiliator. Number 26, As-Samim, the all-hearing, As-Samim, the all-hearing. Al-Basir, the all-seeing. Al-Hakam, the judge. Number 29, Al-Adl, the just. Number 30, Al-Latif, the benevolent, the kind, the subtle one. Number 31, Al-Khabir, the sagacious, the aware. Number 32, Al-Halim, the forbearing one. Al-Azim, the inaccessible, the great one, the mighty. Al-Ghafur, the all-forgiving. Ash-Shakur, the very appreciative. Number 36, Al-Ali, the high. Number 37, Al-Kabir, the great, immeasurable. Number 38, Al-Hafiz, Al-Hafiz, the preserver, the vigilant, the guardian. Number 39, Al-Mukit, the maintainer, the nourisher, the determiner. Al-Hasib, the reckoner. Number 41, Al-Jalil, the sublime one, the majestic, the revered. Al-Karim, the generous one. Number 43, Al-Raqib, the watchful, guardian. Number 44, Al-Mujib, the responder. Number 45, Al-Wasi, the all-embracing, the omnipresent. Number 46, Al-Hakim, the wise. Number 47, Al-Wadud, the very loving. Number 48, Al-Majid. Number 49, Al-Bayyif, the resurrector. Number 50, Ash-Shahid. You know, Alzheimer's, the dementia, is a disease that comes on people in later life. Older people lose their memory and start, their brain power starts to deteriorate. Well, one of the cures for it, or one of the recipes for delaying the onset so much of Alzheimer's and dementia and these brain disorders and nervous disorders, is to challenge our memory, to use our memory, to exercise our memory, to learn to memorize things. And the 99 names of Allah and parts of the Holy Quran, surahs, you know, when you try to memorize these things, it's actually a healing to you, a healing to us. You see? Alhamdulillah. Al-Haq, number 51, Al-Haq, the truth. Number 52, Al-Waqil, the trusty. Number 53, Al-Kawi, the strong, the almighty. Number 54, Al-Mateen, the firm one, the unshakable. Number 55, Al-Wali, the protecting friend, the patron, the support. Number 56, Al-Hamid, the praiseworthy. Number 57, Al-Muqsi, the reckoner, the accountant. Number 58, Al-Mubdi, the originator, the initiator. Number 59, Al-Mu'id, the restorer. Number 60, Al-Muhyi, the creator of life. Number 61, Al-Mumit, the creator of death. Number 62, Al-Hay, the alive, the ever-living. Number 63, Al-Qayyum, the self-subsisting. 64, Al-Wajid, the finder, the revealer, the opulent. Number 65, Al-Majid, the noble, the sublime. 66, Al-Wahid, the unique one. 67, Al-Ahad, the one, the only. As-Sama, the eternal, the impenetrable. Number 69, Al-Qadir, the able, the powerful, the omnipotent. Number 70, Al-Muqtadir, the all-powerful, the able. 71, Al-Muqadim, the expediter, the presenter. Al-Muqtaqir, the delayer, that's 72. 73, Al-Awwal, the first, the before. 75, Al-Akhir, the last, the after. So reading the 99 names of Allah. People tuning in late, we read the Holy Quran. We started off with the Quran. This is the Good Life Holy Quran Hour. And we start off reading the Holy Quran. Right now, we are transitioning into 99 names of Allah. After we do this with the 99 names, I'll read something from Imam Muhammad, an article or something from his book or from his poems, which I love. And then we'll open up the phones for Express Yourself, where Express Yourself, you can tell us what's on your mind, make a comment, ask a question, and or promote your business if you have a business. If you have an aspiration, what you want to do, share it with us for 5 minutes. You have the floor for 5 minutes, you know. So all you need to do is press one on your phone, and we'll see it here in the studio, and we'll bring you into the queue, and you can express yourself. This is after we finish with the 99 names, and we'll read some of the poems by Imam Muhammad from his book, It's Time to Sing a New Song. Al-Wali 70C, Al-Zahir, the manifest, the apparent. Number 76, Al-Batin, the hidden. Number 77, Al-Wali, the reigning, the supporter. Number 78, Al-Muta Ali, the most exalted, the supreme. 79, Al-Bar, the source of piety, the pure. At-Tawab, the acceptor of repentance. Al-Muntakim, the avenger. Number 82, Al-Afu, the pardoner. Number 83, Al-Rauf, the compassionate, the pardoner. Number 84, Malik al-Ulmuk, the eternal owner of sovereignty, the king of the universe. Malik al-Mulk, the eternal owner of sovereignty, the king of the universe. Number 85, Dhul Jalal wal Ikram, meaning the Lord of Majesty and Bounty, the possessor of the highest reverence. Number 86, Al-Muqsi, the equitable, the impartial. Number 87, Al-Jami, the gatherer. Number 88, Al-Ghani, the self-sufficient, the independent, the rich. 89, Al-Mughni, the enricher. Number 90, Al-Mani, the preventer, the prohibitor. Al-Dar, the distressor, the afflictor. That's number 91. 92, An-Nafi, the propitious, the beneficial. And Nur, the light. Al-Hadi, the guide. That's 94. 95, Al-Badi, the wonderful originator, the creator, the inventor. 96, Al-Baki, the everlasting, the enduring. Number 7, Al-Waris, Imam Muhammad is Al-Warisuddin Muhammad. That's from the attribute Al-Waris, number 97, Al-Waris, the supreme inheritor. Al-Warisuddin Muhammad is the inheritor of the faith of Muhammad. That's what that means. Al-Warisuddin Muhammad, W.D. Muhammad, Imam Muhammad. Al-Warisuddin Muhammad, the inheritor of the faith of Muhammad. Number 98, Al-Rashid, the guide to the right path. And the last one, 99, As-Sabur, the very patient. Imam Muhammad says, there are more than 99 names. You can't contain Allah's power and grace and mercy in 99 names. He's the creator of the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxy, the Milky Way, the billions and trillions of suns, the stars, and the galaxy. You can't contain him, but this is a way for us to at least get a little taste of the grandeur of the Almighty God Allah. You know, we read this from the 12th juice. Holy Quran has been 12 days. It's the 12th day of Shawwal after Ramadan. And so we're going to keep it up and keep our spirit up. Alhamdulillah. It is right now, it's about 43 minutes after the hour. And Alhamdulillah, let me get my favorite poem here. Just a second, please. It's time we sing a new song. It's time we sing a new song. In other words, Imam Muhammad says, it's time we do things a little bit different. 75 select poems by Imam W.D. Muhammad, from the heart and soul of Wallace, from the philosophical thinking and intellect of Imam W.D. Muhammad. This is the one that I love. That makes me happy, Imam. This is on page 66. It's entitled, That Makes Me Happy, by Imam W.D. Muhammad. We dream bigger than man's reality. That's how it was meant to be. Believe me, that makes me happy. Our modern transportation stretches the imagination. Fuel jets we fly. Through the depths of seas and oceans we glide. Our might, our depth, our height project a mighty nation. We dream bigger than our reality. That's how it was meant to be. Believe me, that makes me happy. For untold eons, man saw in the order of the stars circles, squares, and angles with three sides. We have arrived to dwell in structures that rise high and pierce through the clouds of the sky. We dream bigger than our reality. That's how we're meant to be. Believe me, that makes me happy. Our rockets we send to the moon, to Saturn, to Mars, Jupiter, and Neptune. We dream bigger than our reality. That's how it's meant to be. Believe me, that makes me happy. But our light, our God, at times we forget you. That is the worst thing man can do. We dream bigger than our reality. That's how it's meant to be. Believe me, that makes me happy. Alhamdulillah, that makes me happy. The reference here, he says, Imam Muhammad, our rockets we send to the moon, to Saturn, Mars, Jupiter, to Neptune. Our rockets we send to the moon, to Saturn, to Mars, Jupiter, and Neptune. So Imam Muhammad is acknowledging, you know, our spacefaring efforts. And it emboldened me and gave me confidence that, yes, we need to go forward and expose our children to space science. You know, space exploration, you know what I mean? And not be afraid of the criticizer. Don't be afraid of people who criticize us for doing this. Imam says, our rockets we send to the moon, to Saturn, Mars, Jupiter, and Neptune. Also, the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran in Surah 55:33. Surah 55:33 in the surah called Rahman. He says, Allah says in 55:33, he says, O ye assembly of jinns and men. Let me just read it exactly to you. 55:33, Ar-Rahman. O ye assembly of jinns and men, if indeed ye can pass beyond the zones of the heavens and the earth, pass ye, not without authority, shall ye be able to pass. He says, O ye assembly of jinns and men, if indeed ye can pass beyond the zones of the heavens and the earth, pass. In other words, to me, space travel, pass ye, but not without authority, shall ye be able to pass. Well, I says, last time for Sultan is authority. You know, and you in other words, Allah wants you to know whatever you're doing in my universe, in my creation, in my Milky Way, in my solar system, you won't do it except with my permission. Only assembly of jinns and men, to be that you can pass beyond the zones of the heavens and the earth, pass you, not without authority, shall you be able to pass. So Allah is is telling us that he is the creator of all. He's the creator of all. And we need to, through STEM, through biology and chemistry and physics and earth science and space science, we should take advantage of Allah's mercy to us, to let us learn to measure his universe and calibrate it, dissect it, look at it, analyze it, put it under a microscope, see it through a telescope. All of that is from Allah. And he's given us mercy by letting us and giving us sanction to look at what he created. Because, alhamdulillah, it was created for us. It was created for us human beings and his believers. His believers. Alhamdulillah. Barak God. So we're going to open it up. Press one on your phone. If you want to make a comment, you want to express yourself. If you want to say something, alhamdulillah. Let me do just a little more housekeeping here. And let's see what we could do with the time we have remaining. We have approximately about maybe 70 minutes. We've used up about 50 minutes already, alhamdulillah. And maybe I could play something by Imam Muhammad here at this point. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we see you, 914, alhamdulillah. Yes, state your name, tell us where you're calling from, and welcome to the Good Life Holy Quran Hour. Assalamu alaikum. Let me see. Take your phone off mute. Is your phone on mute? Take your phone off mute. You're into the queue. We are bringing you in.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Yes, sir, loud and clear.
I'm not on mute. Yes,
okay, praise be to Allah. Muhammad Sharif, assalamu alaikum. Good morning. How you doing, brother?
Well, now, but I don't want to start off on a negative, but something that I say, I guess first thing I'd like to say is, do you have sections? Because I know you're going through different things about the 99 attributes, which is correct to say, the 99 most popular attributes, the name of Allah.
Mm-hmm. Most popular, okay. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Most. Good. Mm-hmm.
And also, so I was, if you went to a, you should have sections, speak about different parts of the presentation or the program in the morning, broken down into sections. Because you go through a lot of different areas about the education, about the space, STEM, and there's no definite time that's given for intersection. But people may have some comments, or maybe want to add something was said, or support what was said. But just go through everything, and nobody has any. An opportunity to say anything, and that's, I think it should be broken down into kind of sections where someone can say something before going to something else,
But let me ask you, Muhammad, wasn't I at every point saying that if you want to say something, press one on your phone? I wasn't saying that. Enough? I mean, are you saying that?
No, see, I was in the queue for quite a while, but it never was acknowledged until the last time. And I had called, went in and out. I pushed the one, said, you're in the queue, but then you continue to speak. And so I took myself out of the queue for a while. So I said, maybe there's
no,
a board.
No.
I don't know.
No, Muhammad, you should leave your seat. Muhammad.
You're not letting me finish what I'm saying. I'm trying to explain what happened. I punched the one in the queue. I heard it went now. You're now in the queue. And I didn't get no response. So I said, okay, maybe I don't know how the board works. Is the light that shows up or whatever? So I said, maybe just didn't see the board or whatever. So I took myself out of the queue. And then I came back into the queue. And I was waiting for a while before I acknowledged that I had pressed to come into the queue. That's why I said, I don't know how the board works or anything, but you continued to speak for a while before I was acknowledged that I was in there.
Okay. Can I explain something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. When I say, press one on your phone, bring it to the queue. Keep it there. Keep it in the queue. Because I'm constantly, I didn't really get to the studio. In other words, pull up the studio until about five or 10 or 15 minutes after I started. And then I pulled up the studio. But in the future, inshallah, when you want to say something, you press one on your phone and just leave it there. Leave it there. And then I'll bring you up. But if you press one and then go out and keep going back, sometimes I lose it because my eyes is on the pages of the book and instead of on the studio. So sometimes it takes a little bit of effort to actually see you. when you press one on the studio, a question mark. It's a blue circle. A blue circle shows up with a question mark, a white question mark inside the blue circle. And, then we know someone have a question because it's a question mark or a comment or something you want to say. So, I'm sorry about that. I apologize for that. Alhamdulillah. Hold up 1 second, my brother. Hold on 1 second, please.
All right.
Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes, sir. So does that kind of like satisfy you as far as the our procedure? In time, I would like to get more people on board. We just started and get more people on board to actually share the task, much like how the brothers and sisters have it organized with Lifeline. You know what I mean? They have people who they designate to do stuff. And that way, we won't suffer burnout. In time. But it's growing. And did I send you a link to the website?
Link nope. to the website. Well, I got the message you sent about the call that you're going to be all organizing and different sections about education, about the STEM, the attributes, and those who want to speak about business or any other. Yeah, I got that text, that message, yeah. And the number,
I have a website. I have a website that is about maybe 25% done. It's only about 25. We need to go by another 75. But the brother who's doing it, for us is a very respected brother in the community, an author, an organizer, an activist, and he's really doing a great job, great job at organizing our website. And so he sent me just a little case, and so I shared it. I could share it with you. Can you text me your email address? Because I can't text it out to show you, but I can email it to you on your email, and you can pull it up, and you can see that it's coming along good. And inshallah, I think it'll make you feel good just by looking at it.
Okay, I'll send you my email address. You can text it to me.
Well, no, so if you could text your email to me, then I'll send it to your email on your computer. You know.
Okay. I'll text information to you as soon as we get off the call.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, have you got any more other concerns, brother? I appreciate you. I appreciate your shura, your input, and believe me, the things you say are looked at and well received. Alhamdulillah.
Now, on the education, mm-hmm. I'm not an educator. I support mm-hmm. education. The way, yes. way I can see education is I support education, but I'm not an educator. I won't be making too many comments on as far as education, establishing it and different seeds you have to go through, what it takes to become a school, and I have no idea of that. We'd have to go through the Board of Education. So I won't have nothing to say on education other than I show support, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let me say this.
My comments for now, if it's good enough for now.
Okay. Let me say this. In order to put as much, to put as much transparency into what we're doing with the Clare Muhammad School here in California and our whole effort, I was telling the brother who's doing the website that we want to do. I want to create a 20-person board of advisors, like 20 people, prominent people on the West Coast. And all over who know me, I guess people know me through just calling into Blog Talk Radio, AM360 and mainly AM360. And then our efforts at trying to do a podcast ourselves with Akbar, Chuja, Guy and them. So what we want to do is create a board, like maybe 20 people. And that way we could ensure that we have transparency, we have other eyes keeping an eye on what we're doing. Inshallah, we have more support. So, that's the kind of like component that I want to get on there in time. The brother's going. So I'm talking to people now about that and asking them if they want to be on the board. But after they see the website and see that we're serious and see how good this brother is at creating these websites, and in other words, we got good people working with us, because I think our effort is divine intervention. Clare Muhammad School, our own schools, after the horror and mistreatment and abuse that we have received as a people, since our sojourn here in America, and we are trying to do something for ourselves, and we have received the highest lessons, the highest education, the Holy Quran, and the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. We have someone who introduced us to the Holy Quran and then stayed with us 33 you know, a number of years, a great many, like three decades, and taught us, in that same book. Look at those blessings, brother. You see, and taught us for three decades, these people who were out of the cotton patch, out of abuse, being lynched as a sport, the families separated, the children sold away, our women abused right in front of our eyes, our wives and daughters abused right in front of our eyes. Well, that people, Allah has chosen to give a gift to us, alhamdulillah, and I hope we recognize it as a gift, you know what I mean, and appreciate it, and, take it on further, all praise be to Allah, you see what I mean? So this is what we're about, creating this school, creating this, getting into the education the best we can with the highest education. Of course, Islamic studies is the greatest part of the educational system, but from the Holy Quran, we learned about the biology, and the chemistry, and the physics. Allah sent us a message through his prophet Abraham. One of Abraham's discoveries, Abraham was one of the first scientists. He observed, the first thing you do when you do an experiment is observe. And Abraham looked at the star. He said, He said, that's the God right there. That's God right there, that star. He said, but when that star set, he said, no, I don't like things to set. And he said, he saw the moon. The moon rose in a splendor, big moon, shiny moon at night. He said, oh, that's the God. That's the God. But when that moon set, I said, I need help. I'm trying to figure this out, but I need help. I'm just paraphrasing, of course, And then when the sun rose, he said, oh, this is the greatest, the biggest, the shiniest, the warmest of all. This is the God. But when it set, he said, okay, I got it now. You know what I mean? I won't give partners anymore to Allah. Allah is the one who created the star, the moon, and the sun. He's the one who created. And that was, and Abraham was our first scientist, our first one who observed. You see what I mean? So praise be to Allah, and we understand that. And that's the Holy Quran, So I'm going to, inshallah, call in tonight and listen to y'all meeting at Adam Bayah's meeting. On education on 150. Now, one of the things that I want to do to add to that,
I'm not saying you on that, hold that until tonight you call in, then you can add to when you call in. You wait until you call in this evening. That'd be my suggestion.
Okay, I'll praise the Lord. All right. Yeah, so that would be 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, what we do most times, we ask anyone to call in any program, no matter what it may be, just listen first. Then you can make your comments. So that's why I'm saying don't make statements now. Wait until you call in and listen to the program. Then... in the program, listen first and then see what direction it's going, what has been established so far, and all of that,
Okay. We'll do it. That'll be 8 p.m., right?
Yeah, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. That'll be 5 o'clock our time here. Okay.
So
let me ask right here at this time, if anybody else want to make a comment, ask a question, press 1 on your phone, press 1 on your telephone, and I'll see and leave it there. If you press 1, just leave it there, and inshallah I'll see it, and I'll bring you into the queue and let you make your comment. And I do see someone who's interested in doing that. 323-632 from the West Coast. All right. Yeah.
Yeah,
assalam alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam.
Yeah, you know, speaking of, you know, education, the whole nation got a good education last night. You know, 60 Minutes is a show that is broadcast nationally, you know, might even be worldwide on internet or something like that. But anyway, millions of people listen to it and watch it. So last night they had a segment on Black Wall Street and what happened there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And, man, it was very, 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 very informative, man. And it showed, the reason I mentioned it, you know, it's part of education of this nation so that people can understand what really African-American people have been talking about in terms of, you know, the injustices that has taken place, you know. And comes on the heels of, you know, George Floyd and the other atrocities that have taken place, you know, with the police and African-American people. But, man, this segment here that they showed let everybody, black, brown, red, yellow, you know, Jew, Hindu, Christian, the Arabs, you know, they want to know, well, what's the problem with these black people? But they got a chance to really see, man, the evils of what was perpetrated against us. So that's very educational and very informative. I just, you know, wanted to mention that, you know, because it was really, really deep, man, really deep.
I said this was on 60 Minutes?
Yeah, this was on 60 Minutes yesterday, last night.
Okay. Yeah, it'll probably, we probably could catch it on YouTube then, huh? If it happened last night. Man. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that situation with, yeah, I see you, 914. I see you, 914. Thank you very much for going out and coming back in. That's how I recognize. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I'm going to bring in someone else, Brother Rashad. Yes, Muhammad Sharif. Yes, assalamu alaikum. Stay with us, Rashad. Yes, sir.
You're with assalam. Yes, the brother that was just speaking, what's the name? Where you calling from?
Rashad from Los Angeles. Brother Rashad.
Los Angeles. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, I'd like to make a concerning the Tulsa incident of massacre that he had there. This has been on for quite a while. Matter of fact, you can go online. It's been on for a few years now. Matter of fact, we put on a program at least 10 years ago, and we had one of the survivors of Tulsa came on and spoke to us. She was 90 years old. I said about 10 years ago. She was 90 years old. And she spoke for about 2 hours standing up, not sitting down, but standing up. A 9-year-old female talked about 2 hours about what happened there during Tulsa. She's right there from the beginning. So anyway, if you want to go on, you can find more about it. Put in Before They Die. Just put that in your browser, go online, and put in Before They Die. And you'll see a lot about the Tulsa bombing and massacre and all of that.
Before they die.
Mm-hmm. It's been on there for years on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You see what really happened there. It's called a riot. That's not the truth. Mm-hmm. It was not a riot. Once you get and you see it, you see it was not a Tulsa riot. You see exactly what happened there. No. So before they die.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Let me ask you, Muhammad Sharif. So, is the female? Is that lady still living now?
No. She passed about two. Must have been about 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll get the information out.
as I'm looking at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, this came out. This, I'm reading from a paper. It's called the, matter of fact, this is in the Final Call newspaper. You know, the Final Call, and it's just on paper.
Mm-hmm.
This is December 11, 2018. On page 9, said one of the last survivors of the 1921 Tulsa race riot, which is not a race riot, no, 21
mm-hmm.
race, dies at 103 years old. This is 2018.
Mm.
When she passed, she was 103 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm holding that copy. I've been holding this for a few, since 2018. That's copy of the Final Call. Her name
mm-hmm.
was Olivia Hooker. Olivia Hooker.
You say Booker or Hooker?
Hooker. H like in, yeah, H like Harry.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Olivia Hooker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Great, great. The brother, Brother Rashad, you got more to say on this?
Yes, sir.
How did you feel?
Yeah.
How did you feel when you were looking
here.
At it? How did you feel when you were looking at it? Amazed? Were you in amazement?
Well, you
what?
Know, more of my thoughts were that it was a good thing in terms of the exposure, so that people who didn't know about it, you know, a lot of people, young people, older people, white people, you know, people who didn't really have the insight, the exposure, because there was one brother who stood up there in 60 Minutes. You know, he was in college, and he said his professor was talking about it. And he stood up and said, no, I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Nothing like that happened. So they didn't even teach it in school. They just passed it over. You know, it wasn't a thing of history, you know, as far as the educational system is concerned. Like we say, his story, you know. So as I was watching it, to answer your question, how I felt, man, of course I felt, you know, very a whole range of emotions, to be honest. You know, it's hard to express all those emotions that I had, but the predominant emotion I had was that I was happy that it was being exposed, because that was one part of history that they hid. Like I said, a brother from Tulsa, Oklahoma, he was in college. He was in college in a history course, and the teacher started talking about it. And he said, what? No, you're mistaken. I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Didn't nothing like that happen. So I'm glad it was exposed for all the world to see. Hell, you there?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that I see happening is it's some pushback. Because a lot of the enemies of truth and righteousness don't want that talk. They are complaining that through this new push to get the history out, you know, they're complaining. They want to whitewash the history. You know what I mean? They don't want the truth out, because it's a movement in America for reparations. People are talking about, you know what I mean? You know, I guess they see our people sleeping on the street and all like that, and people want to know why and what can be done. And the people are Ta-Nehisi Coates, the young brother who writes these books. You know, he testified before Congress. And they out here in California, the governor here, Newsom, has initiated a panel to study the history and reparations here in California. The governor signed it.
And you know, I was thinking that might be one of the reasons of why they're trying to recall him. They say they're trying to recall him because of his efforts at containing the COVID. You know, he shut down California. What's his name? The governor, Newsom. He shut down California, closed up the schools and all, a lot of things, told us to stay home. And so Republicans have a movement here in California to recall him. But I'm thinking some of that maybe because he signed that bill over a year and a half ago, to study reparations, to study the history, and to introduce a panel to look into it, look into the history, and it, you know, that may be the underlying reason too. You know what I mean? That he wants to do the right thing, and look into the possibility of reparations here and all through the nation. And people are writing books about how much our people should get. You know, I was born in Jim Crow. Jim Crow officially, legally ended like in 1965, something like that, with the Voting Rights and the Civil Rights Bill. But I was a teenager. I was just, in other words, I was born in Jim Crow. Most of us, we were born in Jim Crow era. So Jim Crow meant that in much of the South, we couldn't vote. You know, we didn't have a lot of property rights and a lot of other rights. In other words, you know, we are affected by that as a people. You know, when they hold back those types of civil rights, if you are a person who own property or buy property, and then in other words, and you can't go before a judge or a commissioner or something to get justice, you know, that's holding us back. That's holding us back. In other words, you know, we're not protected. And so until they started some of these bills like this UNRRA bill and diamond bills out here in California that ensured that, you know, people did not have the right to discriminate against us in housing, and you know what I mean, we could buy what we wanted to buy. You know, we couldn't really invest in an investor, see? In other words, our potential to gain wealth had been stymied, held back, you know. So yeah, alhamdulillah. Any comment? Y'all got the floor. Any comment? Praise be to Allah. Honorable Elijah Muhammad was one of the first people, in a sense, to call for reparations. You know, even though his mantra was "do for self," he believed, or he taught, that the government should give us so many states in the South. He, you know, Abul Aziz Muhammad, he published that, even though a lot of people have commented that wasn't really something that he wanted or something like that. I really don't understand their argument. He put it in print for many, many years. So the Abul Aziz Muhammad was one of the first ones to talk about reparations. You know,
I mean, I must be
talking about. Your pardon?
Now that I'm not here. Oh.
Yeah, and he talked about so many states, and he said the government should, help us with so much of whatever equipment or money things. Look at it. Get an old Google or old Muhammad speaking,
no,
he published it.
Yeah,
it's on the back of final call.
Oh, the same one?
It's still there. Yeah. It's still there on the back of the final call.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still there, LaShawn. You're right. Yeah, I get a paper just about every week. I do still do some business with the the Brother Nation Islam. I get the paper too. Yes, it's still there on the back of paper every week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, still there.
Yeah. And now I just went online a couple minutes ago, and on you, I just went in and put in Before They Die. When you go there Before They Die, it gives a whole lot of different videos and everything about the survivors. Once you go there, just Before They Die, you see where it says videos. Hit the button for videos, and that'll bring you up. Yes, still there.
And you know, I didn't hear about it in school. You know, rarely did I hear, you know, went to, you know, elementary school, junior high school, and even, you know, in my college courses, you know. I never did hear about it, you know. I had to hear about it, you know, independently, you know. It wasn't taught. And verily, as we know, if we reflect on it, when we went through school, we rarely heard anything about Islam, you know, only a little bit, only a smidgen, just a little small paragraph or two, you know. So, man, they really hear that, man. I wasn't aware of it myself until I got out of high school and was exposed to, you know, other African-American historical facts, you know, through independent reading, but I didn't hear about that when I went to school.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, sometimes I think even our parents didn't really want us to be embittered. They, you know, my mother was from the South. She's from Texas. And the people would ask her, or I would ask her, "Mama, you want to go back to Texas to live?" And she said, no. She said it over and over. She didn't want no part of the South, and because I guess they had seen things and experienced things, you know what I mean? That alhamdulillah, we got another caller on the line, 706. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum, brother Muhammad from Georgia. I was helping my daughter move, so I'm running kind of late on trying to call in and support, you know, the effort to please Allah by you and those of us who were trying to find a direction on how to explain the good life, you know, according to the Quran and Sunnah.
Well, let me ask you, Muhammad, before you get going. Did you see the 60-minute segment last night on Black Wall Street?
No, sir. I didn't get a chance to. No, sir.
Do you know what we're talking about? You know, because a brother, Rashad from Los Angeles, he called in, and he was very impressed with that presentation last night on 60 Minutes, Black Wall Street, and the horrors of the Tulsa race rebellion. Or slaughter, whatever, however you want to put it.
Massacre is a better word. Yes, massacre.
I'm aware of the history of that incident. But again, we have to, as we balance out this act of having dhikr and taqwa that is motivating us more so than anything in our life, we have to be very careful how we research the path, you know, to find the correct path to put our whole human creation in the right direction toward what Allah has prescribed for us in 2021, you know, and because we know that most people, shaitan is trying to get them to live the path of their knowledge that they have been blessed to have from Allah and from the world and other things that has made them prepare themselves for this struggle of getting themselves free from the wishes of Shaitan. So he knows that as long as we are emotionally, spiritually, intellectually stimulated in the wrong way with exposing ourselves to the history outside of the Quran, along with the history that Allah gives us in the Quran and the books of Allah that we know is clear, we have to juggle that responsibility. And we don't want to let Shaitan continue to make our future dictated to by the things that are in the past. They're gone. We know that those things, the justice for them will not be done until the day of judgment, when Allah will give everything its proper justice for whatever it has experienced, especially as a human being, of what we have experienced in our efforts to break free our will from the will of Shaitan that we gave willfully. Because Shaitan will tell us, all I done was called y'all. You already had your will in the will of Allah by creation. He gave that. He blew his will in you. Now you're like I did. You misunderstood this meaning of free will. And you might buck Allah like I did if I can influence you with your history, with your past knowledge. This is why Allah has rewarded us that the good life is waiting on us, for lack of a better word, in another dimension outside of the one that's in our past. We are only supposed to use that past history to show us how it's important that we depend upon Allah and his books and his prophets and his messenger and the good human beings in the history of revelation, how they are still in the best position in 2021 than those who have gone astray and deviated. So it's good to learn these things if they're going to remind us how important it is to keep our face forward. You know, progress is not made backward. Progress is a forward motion toward having and establishing and enjoying peace on this earth while we free the human being who he or she do today have been, like Malcolm said, hoodwinked or duped into giving their will to the will of Shaitan because of his ability to use our environment. Allah tells us, your environment is the most important thing will make you other than a Muslim. So we know our environment is our flesh, our bones, our emotions,
our things we need to live.
So we want to make sure.
Yes, sir. You asked a question, this brother we were speaking about. You didn't ask for a lecture. He's going to keep on talking and keep on talking. So this is not about lectures.
So is this Brother Muhammad Sharif?
Is that Brother Muhammad Sharif talking? Yes.
Well, I love you, brother, and I love you, brother, and I understand your response to me talking. But like I said again, I don't have to do this. I do this to help all of us, not to entertain me.
Every time you come on, you give a lecture.
No, not no lecture, because we don't give a lecture. We don't give a lecture. Muslims don't give a lecture. You know, Muslims either tell the truth the way it has been revealed to them, or they learn how to tell it. I don't give lectures. I don't do tafsir. I'm not looking for no glory, like I told yesterday when he was giving me a good introduction. I'm not here. I'm not no celebrity. I'm not trying to be none. And I don't mind bowing. I don't have to say another word until I continue on whoever wants to respond on that question. I was asked a question. Remember, I didn't volunteer. I was asked a question.
Well, inshallah, in this regard, if you just could say what you want to say, but you keep it kind of just a little short because we got other people kind of like a back and forth,
yes,
you know, people are bouncing ideas,
right,
comments and everything off each other, you know. Yeah, but go ahead and then maybe another a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and then you give somebody
right.
else the opportunity. But I appreciate you, brother,
right.
because I know you support
Yes, sir. I yield my time to anyone who wants to say it, because we're all going to say the same thing. We're just going to say it in a different way, maybe, inshallah.
Bismillah.
Yeah, I got to pull that up, though. I got to pull that 60 Minutes up there. 60 Minutes kind of bold, isn't it? They're kind of bold. I guess they need, in order to compete these days against a whole lot of information out there, they got to be bold. They got to tell the truth. They got to attract people. And sometimes these kind of stories, instead of burying them, you know what I mean? Or did 60 Minutes say something about this Israel-Palestine thing? You know that could be a reason why they put
Amin,
that on.
This is not 60 Minutes being so bold. I went and pulled back up. The first time I saw about it online is 2008, August 2008. That's 13 years ago. So they're not so bold. They are 13 years late.
Oh,
August 2008, that's why I saw Before They Die, about the 1921 Tulsa Massacre. So they're not bold. They are 13 years late.
Okay.
2008, August 2008. That's why I saw it on the internet.
Okay. Well, that's insight into you, right? Yeah. You see? Okay. Any other comments? Anybody?
I think maybe because of the environment today, with the George Floyd manifestation of those injustices that happen to African American men by the police, I think there's an environment of there's an environment that is conducive to explaining away the injustices that have happened. And history is very important. I respect what the brother was saying in terms of keeping everything in perspective, because we as Muslims, we know that we have divine guidance, and that the ultimate success, of course, is that blessing which Allah has for us in the hereafter, for the believers. But also, as a historian yourself, brother, you majored in history. And we know that history is very important, because by knowing your history, you know more about your own self and your own past. And you can receive guidance, from that. The Quran itself gives us history of the past, history of different peoples and how they responded or either rejected the truth. So history has its history is very important, So, I thought that was good for a lot of people who were young, who didn't watch 60 Minutes back 13 years ago. They were too young or didn't have the interest. But now they're older, 13 years older, and they would look at a documentary or look at 60 Minutes. Usually kids don't watch 60 Minutes, but, when you get a little bit older and start developing insight and want to be a little bit more informative, then that crowd will watch 60 Minutes. So back then, a lot of them probably didn't, they were too young to see it, So it's good that it was, replayed so that, the older generations who missed it, now they can view it, But alhamdulillah, it all, and the brother, I respect what the brother was saying, too, about, the ultimate is how we, respond to Allah and the message, that Allah brought to Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But like Malcolm said, history is best qualified to reward all research.
Well, Allah is a God of justice, too. Allah don't just let things happen, and don't insist upon justice in the world. Even though you could say, well, that may not be an Islamic happening in a sense of Prophet Muhammad or the Muslim, but it is something that it needs to be addressed with justice. Our people
reparations.
Yeah, justice. That's the word you said.
Yeah, you know, if I go out with my car and I run into somebody, the insurance company is going to want, or the person that is hurt is going to, you want somebody to address his pain. I might have broke his arm or whatever, broke his leg. Or, you know, people all the time get drunk and run over people and children get killed or babies get killed. And then, they want justice in the courts or something, you know. So I think if you look at it, and this may be, you know, this has to be the reason why there's a pushback. People don't want us to talk about it. You know, they say to us, get over it. Get over it. You know, get over it.
They're always talking about the Jews suffering. They don't say get over that. They throw that up in your face 24/7.
Yeah, you got a point there, brother. You're definitely right.
Yeah.
See, that's because they know the Jews are not responsible for bringing the type of consciousness to make the human family who wants to remember what Allah has given them in their books and their guidance in history, don't want them to go to it. But they know we have to believe in what we have been assigned to do in our destiny, and Allah has given us overwhelming proof that he has brought us from slavery into the future of being the best example of human excellence, human compassion, etc., to the world for those who want it. So we have to be mindful of that in all our dealings, because we are the people who are supposed to answer questions. We are the people who Prophet Isa, may Allah be pleased with him, told the world that we will be able to answer their questions and give them the whole truth in clarity, and so that they can make a proper choice to make sure that their past study of their history will not ever happen again. Because we're going to learn to unify against it. We're going to learn how to continue to procreate and have children and young people constantly coming into this world, being educated also not to let themselves get in that position by being tempted by worldly attractions of the things that we need to survive, and that's food, shelter, clothing, and transportation. We should control our own destiny by controlling those things, our food, our shelter, our clothing, our transportation, and a welcome mat at the end of our everyday life so that others can understand that they have things about their past, or they have things that's going on in their life that they want to try to resolve, and they see us doing it in our deeds and actions. You know, they said, we done watched y'all go from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and we have seen slowly but surely, when y'all turn to y'all book of guidance, the Quran, and when y'all turn into the life model example of the human being, and also the one who Allah, God, seems to have raised amongst you in the life of Imam Wardi Muhammad, helps give you the type of understanding on your level of understanding to grasp that and move forward. So don't let yourself, like Allah tells you in the Quran, all the good that you're going to experience in this reality is going to come from him. All the bad is going to come from your doubt, and sometimes your even own vain decisions to go along with what Satan offers you. And you have these type of catastrophe, and you have a lot of collateral damage. You know, just like in our decision by whoever thought it was all right to come in now and capture the Islamic community of Africa, who knew how to read and write. And remember, 500 years ago, we had just as many of our Islamic Muslim brothers and sisters in Africa was going all over the world to study. So those in the slave trade said, we don't need no more workers. We need builders now. And the only builders in Africa that we can might use our workers to help is to invite them to some kind of false reality of success, and they will help us attack the Muslim village over there or the Muslim city over there And we can take some of these scholars. We can take some of these scholars in concrete and irrigation and bring them to America, you know, and force them to be our straw bosses, our house Negroes, the ones who are weak. So when I look at Black Wall Street and other examples of when the decision for the benefit of our people and all people involved, sometimes it's the religious people who don't come forward, you know, and bring back the moral taqwa to remind people this is what happened to those who came before you, like Allah tells us in the Quran. Look at the history of the people who let Shaitan, even after being given clear guidance, talk them in for a few dollars, have a few pieces of land, have access to some other women or some other kind of human pleasure to make them turn against their own truth that was giving them good results, giving them unity, prosperity, turned against it for bad leadership or bad leaders who conspire together. They be hypocritical in their stance on different issues. So remember, the program still is about the good life that comes out of exposing yourself during the Quranic hour. So I think if we stick close to what the intent of the program is, like we said yesterday, if we do that, we'll see our schools grow. We'll see our Sister Claire Muhammad go from 7 schools. As the believers come together, Feast of Billy Law come together, remember what we're supposed to be about, we will see almost every city and every state in the United States of America rededicating themselves to establish the Sister Claire Muhammad University of Islam school system. We'll see ourselves establishing buying property and buying farmland like we are doing on a pace that gives Satan more time to trick us into losing the land like he stole from us a long time ago, you know, and et cetera. But don't say it to happen to us again. And we don't stay in a state of dhikr and taqwa, you know, and the good respect to Imam W. Muhammad's legacy and actually do what he asked him to do. He came here to establish a community of people who believe in one God and one example in the model of Prophet Muhammad. That's what we have to stay focused on while we deal with the world's problems and trying to help other people also come to that understanding.
Alhamdulillah. Anybody weigh in on that at this point? You know, thank you, Brother Muhammad. Anybody want to add something to that? Add on something to that. Alhamdulillah. Lord Muhammad, are you saying then that we shouldn't address some of the issues in the world? In the world, other issues, or other atrocities, other abuses in the world, maybe like in Israel, Palestine, or wherever. You know,
we should put ourselves in the position. We should put ourselves in the position like our leader Imam W. Muhammad did. His sincerity and his steadfastness to translate what Allah SWT is saying in the Quran and in the example of Prophet Muhammad, use that as a problem solver to all the issues in the world that people will ask us to engage in helping them doing. But the reason why they're not doing it on the level that we are qualified to do it is because we don't have anything established to show them what unity means. Show them what being in control of your food and shelter and clothing and transportation means. So we have to do like Allah says, save your own soul first. Then save your loved ones, which is every human being on this earth. We love all of them. But we love them in the proper context. We have to love them according to their understanding and their free will. Because we've also been told by Allah, a lot of them hate you just because you believe in loving them. You know, but we're not going to turn the other cheek, remember? We learned that. We're not going to turn the other cheek. But if you think that the Muslim community of the United States of America has the proper intent and sincerity to stand by the truth that they are trying to share with everybody about how it saved us from drug addiction, from beating our wives, from fornication, from being poor, how it has helped us here in America, then no doubt about it, we should be engaged in going down to the city council. We should engage in putting, like we was talking about the other day ago, putting advertisement in the free religious sections of the papers all over the world. They're free. What the Quran says dealing with drug addiction.
I mean,
yes, sir.
Get some home again. Now, this is going to do the same thing again. You told him before, brother, speak for a minute or two, but now how long has he been talking now? You're not saying anything.
Okay, who are you speaking for?
No, I'm speaking for myself and others too. That's
okay,
it. But you keep rambling on.
I mean,
are you going
to
say anything? You told me to speak for a minute or two because there are other people have something to say too, but you keep letting them go on and on.
But again, there's a way for you to interrupt and say that without making it seem that we are not brothers, that we are not trying to reach the same goal. You know, you shouldn't be on the
ask you to speak for a minute or 2 minutes, but you keep on going on and on and on. That's why I keep interrupting this way, because you just
expect
everybody else.
It's all right to do that, but you still got to remember that Amin is the moderator of this program.
Well, he's not saying anything. That's why I'm bringing his attention. He asked you not to speak for a minute or 2 minutes,
but you keep going on and on, and he won't say nothing.
That's why I keep interrupting.
Anybody else want to say something? I had a caller, and the caller dropped when it seemed like another caller here, he was kind of like a anonymous caller. He was 1111111, and so he dropped off when I guess we started arguing. But there may be a sign or not a sign, but let's kind of keep our comments kind of, you know, short, you know, so other people could get in there. But if someone is talking, you know, all we need to do is say subhanallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, and that's kind of like is a signal to the person, you know, that they should kind of like wind, you know, as they say, land. You should land the plane, you know. So, alhamdulillah, somebody else got something to say. We got another maybe 6 minutes. 6 minutes. So, let's wrap up. Let's get some wrapping up comments. Brother Rashad, can you say something for a minute or two? And let's wrap up and say prayer. And inshallah, come back tomorrow. Go ahead, Brother Rashad.
Well, a couple of thoughts. Until we have, you know, more participants, I think that, you know, going beyond the 5 minutes is understandable to me and acceptable because it's not that many people calling in. But, you know, when it becomes more exposed, you know, program where you have a lot of people calling in, then time consciousness, you know, becomes more important at that time. And the other thought is that alhamdulillah, you know, for the, you know, brother mentioning the ultimate goal. And so I just want to encourage you, man, to continue that 10,005, you know, 10,000 people donating $5 a month, you know. And I think you're going to put that on your website, right?
I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah, yeah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, I was going to go into that a little bit, but Brother Muhammad Sharif said we'll bring that up tonight. but I was going to bring that up, 10,005. Brother Muhammad Sharif, can you give us a little parting statement? Because we only got about another 4 minutes. Got something else to say?
No, my only point say would be that we've been under the leadership of Imam W. Muhammad for the last 33 years since his passing, 10 years since he passed. So we have been under his leadership, his teaching for all those years. So we don't need to try to teach one another. We're trying to establish something here. Just go ahead and give some people assignments or let's take an assignment to do something. But you got to have some structure. When you're trying to start something new, you have to be strong with what you're doing. You got to know what you're doing when you start something new like this. Called, like I said, we've been in this community for over 50 years now. So you got to be strong with what you're doing. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to establish it. We've seen programs wiped out, good intent, and wiped out before because they weren't strong enough to stand up when opposition came up upon you and everything.
Lord.
So that's my comment.
Mm-hmm.
Got to
mm-hmm.
be in control. You must be in control of the program that you're heading up. All of us, we have to take position that we're going to help each other.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be my
mm-hmm.
comment.
Okay. Well taken. Yes, sir, Brother Muhammad from Columbus. Brother Muhammad, are you from Columbus, Ohio or Columbus, Georgia?
I'm born in Columbus, Ohio, but I'm living here in Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, to Columbus. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Then. Yes, sir.
The tale of two cities.
Ain't that something? To Columbus in your life. All right, so, grace us with some of your, comments on the end here, and I'll take it out with Al-Fatiha at the end.
Yes, sir.
You know, for a couple minutes.
Yeah, the only thing I got to say to make support for you, but I only is engaged, inshallah, by law permission, and when I'm not needed, I don't mind backing out. And you know how I do on the other program. When you need me, just call me. At least you know I'll show. You know, so I'll put it that way. You know, I'll be lifting in, but and you might see my number. So, but don't call on me to make a comment unless you want me to make a comment toward establishing. Remember, I mentioned the newspaper. I mentioned other things that we can do right now. You know, to establish the good life according to the Quran and Sunnah. So as of that, I'll just be here. And if you need me, you can call me in the queue. You knew for Israel. And that way, people like my brother Sharif can relax and don't worry about me coming on lecturing unless I'm being permitted to do so.
And yeah, well, I mean, alhamdulillah, well, but I know you're very supportive, and I was calling upon you a lot the other day because I was doing some things here near the studio.
Right.
So I appreciate that.
Right.
But I do agree with Brother Muhammad, though, that we need structure. We need structure, and that's
right.
what we're going to do.
Right.
In fact, we're all going to establish the structure. We're all going to do shura on and, you know, keep ourselves, structured and everything. So, alhamdulillah. So if anybody else wants to say something, go ahead and say it now for about a minute. Otherwise, the lady said 90 seconds. So anybody else? Okay. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amen. Spread the word and tell the world.
Blessings be upon everybody.
Yes, sir. Have a good day. A good day, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.